Evening, evening, evening. Thank God for His Word. Amen. Amen. You know, I often say, just thank God that we don't have to wander around like everybody else, not knowing what to do in life. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Seriously, thank God. We don't have to live like everybody else. Amen. Because we got the victor living where? Yes. Inside of us if we're born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'll pray and we'll get into the Word. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you for your Word this evening, Father God. We thank you for light, illumination, revelation. And I thank you, Father God, even though we might read something that we've read thousands of times, I thank you, Father God, we read it with an open spirit, Father God, with almost like new eyes. With an expecting heart. That's how we'll read it, with an expecting heart. So we thank you, Father God, for the light that we've had so far, but we thank you for more revelation from that word, from your word, Father God, this evening. We thank you, not my will, but your will be done. Not what I'd have to say, but what you would have, not only for this congregation, but also for me. And I thank you for it, Father God, in advance. Give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Proverbs, please, 28:25. We'll read it out of the King James and then go to the NLT. Amen. We're doing great on time. We really are. Hallelujah. Proverbs. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up what? Amen. But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up what?
Strife.
Strife. Key word tonight. Strife. Amen. Pull that up in the NLT, please. Greed causes what? Trusting the Lord leads to what?
Prosperity.
Amen. Greed causes what?
Fighting.
Strife is bickering, arguing. Heated disagreement or an angry undercurrent. That's what strife is, right? Bickering, arguing. Strife puts your life on pause and nothing flows.
Amen.
Strife puts your life on pause and nothing flows. Nothing flows. Amen. Couple things. That causes strife. One is jealousy and greed, obviously, right? Amen. Turn over to James 3:16, please. King James is fine. James 3:16, it says, where envying and strife is, there is what? There is confusion and every evil work, right? For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work, right? And then we read over in Proverbs, right? Pull that back up, please, 28:25. Envying, kind of like jealousy. And greed, right? Amen. He that has a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat, right? Next one, NLT, please. Greed causes what? Trusting the Lord leads to what?
Prosperity.
Amen. See, whenever you trust in God, you don't have a reason to be jealous. No reason at all, right? Because jealousy, you're just jealous that somebody has something that you might not have, right? But whenever you're jealous, you're saying, God doesn't have the ability to get me the same thing they have. That's what jealousy is, right? You're saying that faith is not good enough or doesn't have the ability to get me what they have. That's what jealousy is, right? It's not just not believing that God or your faith is able to get what they have to you. That's exactly what it is, right? Greedy people are never satisfied with what they have, and so they stir up strife. They're not. They're never satisfied with what they have, right? The famous words are, I want this or I want that, right?
Yes.
Amen. Because your wants can cause strife, whether it's for a promotion, right? Amen. A material thing or whatever it is. People get into trying to achieve things on their own power instead of God's. Amen. So I'm just going to skip through because we got a bunch of notes. All right, so we're just going to kind of go forwards. Hallelujah. You can write down James 4, 1 through 3, Amplified. Read that later. Amen. Another one is, if I only had, and then blank, I'd be happy. Right? You can fill in the blank. When people are dissatisfied, they tend to cause trouble. People get critical of others real quick. But it's not other people or circumstances that make them unsatisfied. Right? Amen. It's lack of trust that God will provide for you what your faith is going after. Amen. That's what gets you dissatisfied. Amen. Then another one is, who do you spend your time with? What kind of character does your friends have? Or the people that you work with, do they gossip? Are their attitudes negative or positive? Amen. Make sure you are affecting people you spend time with instead of letting them infect you. Amen. Amen. Because y'all all know you spend time with somebody that's just constantly negative all the time, you'll catch yourself being negative real quick, right?
Yeah.
Go back to James 3:16, please. Amen. King James is fine. Right there, NLT says jealousy and selfish, right? Ambition. There you will find disorder in every and evil of every kind. Amen. Pull it up in the King James. Thank you. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Amen. Envy, I looked it up, and it means what did I write right there? Does anybody know? I think it's the distrust people feel when others get what they want. Yeah, the distress. That's what I wrote. I think I wrote that. I believe it's distress. We was writing real fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Envy, the distress people feel when others get what they want. A painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another joined with a desire to possess the same advantage. Amen. I'll read that again because it took me a minute to get that. It said a painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another joined with a desire to possess the same advantage. Amen. Right? And with faith, us born again believers, right? The blessing of God is on our life. So we have an advantage. Throughout life, we have an advantage. Regardless, if we're saved, we have an advantage because of the blessing of God that's on our lives, right? I don't know if y'all know who Lester Summerall is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But he was talking about this verse one day, and God kind of showed him some stuff with it. He said, where there's envying and strife, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. He said, whenever you get in strife and stuff like that, he said, it's like he saw, I'll just say it like this. Like a demon came up to the front door, and somebody got in strife. The front door came open, and he went in and brought everybody else with him. Amen. Right into the house. Amen. That's every evil work. Because every evil work is what? Anything evil you can think of. Every evil work. What all does Satan do? Everything evil. And he brings every evil work whenever you get into strife. That's exactly what it is. So whenever you get in strife, just assume that you're going to your front door, you're opening up, and you're going to bed. That's what it is. That's what strife is. And so now it's just to open. Whoever wants to come in, you can have it. You got free rein at me, my family, my bank account, my health, everything in my house, everything I own. You've got options. Come in. Because it says, is what? For where envying and strife is, right? There what? There is. I'd make a mental note of that. There is. Confusion, number one. And what? What's every evil work? It's every evil work. It's every evil work. Yeah, anything that's not the blessing. Every evil work. Everything Satan is here to do is every evil work. And that's a great illustration if you just think about it. Open your front door, all your windows, all your doors, and just go to bed. And now anybody has free reign at everything you have. Free reign. That's what it is. Free reign. It might belong to you, but now it's open to anybody. Now it's open to every evil work because I got out of love. I've allowed strife to get in. I allowed envy to get in, jealousy to get in. And then there's confusion. Well, I just don't understand this stuff in the Word. Well, I don't understand about that tithing. I don't understand about the healing. I don't understand about this. Well, you might not be in strife, right? You just might not know, number one. And so get into the Word. But if you're in the Word and then there's still confusion and things, I take a step back and find out what's going on. Am I still mad at somebody that happened over 20 years ago? Amen. You might as well say amen. It's true. Am I still mad at somebody about something that happened 6 months ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 days ago? Is there still a grudge down on the inside of me? And the best way to find out if there's still strife there, think of them right now. Do you feel that Tabasco sauce rising up in your legs a little bit? Still a little bit of strife there about them. If you can't think about them without getting a little mad or thinking about, I can't believe they did that. Amen. Y'all say amen. Amen. Look, none of us is perfect. We all have things that we have to take care of. Amen. Just because I'm a pastor doesn't mean it's just like, poof, you love everybody. Ta-da! Amen. pull that verse back up, please. Poof, ta-da! For where envying and strife is, there is what?
Confusion.
And what?
Every.
I really want y'all to understand that. Every evil work. Every evil work is does it feel like Satan is running rampant through your family, through your things, through your bank account. And number one, I'm not saying that you are in strife. He just might be trying to, well, he come to steal, kill, and what?
Destroy.
There you are. So if you take authority over him and command him to cease and desist in his maneuvers against you, amen, because we all have that authority, right, as born-again believers, and it just doesn't seem like it's not working. Number one, the Word of God works every single time, right? So if it's not working, then I need to step back and look at me. Okay, is there something going on with me then? Because number one, I know the Word of God works every single time. So is there something with me going on? You know, I have to check myself with that as well, with every evil work, with the strife. I do. I have to check myself with that. And thank God, you know, I feel like I got through a hump.
Amen.
I really do. Amen. Thank God for helping me. Amen. Amen. With just some things that were going on and stuff. I was like, hallelujah. Because I felt like I wasn't smiling anymore. I really did. And then, you know, you'd think about something. And you just be like, I can't believe they would do that. Well, obviously, I'm allowing strife to continue to work in my life. Why would I allow that to continue to work in my life and steal from me? Number one, he's stealing from me. That's all it is. And so I can't allow that to affect my life, because now it's getting in the finances. Your love walk ain't there. Your finances is starting to deplete. Your health. Your stuff starts breaking down, tearing up, because it's every evil work. It's every evil work. So anything evil you can think of, that's what he brings in. It's like an imp with all his buddies. Hey, open house, guys, let's get it. How many was in that one guy that Jesus cast into the pigs? Over 2,000. Over 2,000. Right? That's a lot. I wonder what kind of evil they had. Right? So when I'm opening up a door, when I'm in strife, there's confusion in every evil work. What did I just open my house up to? And that's exactly how we have to think about it. What did I open my house up to? Amen. Some causes of envy, I wrote down a dissatisfaction,
yes.
Right? Focusing on what one doesn't have rather than what one does have,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Another one is comparison to others.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Why am I comparing myself to somebody else? Amen. I don't need to do that. I just need to follow what the Word of God says.
Amen.
I'll get to where I'm going. Amen. Another one is the opposite of love. Envy is the opposite of love. Did y'all know that? It's very good. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 13:4. Well, envy, you know, jealousy and envy and things, because love, you wouldn't be wishing for somebody else's stuff. Love doesn't do that.
No.
Love thanks God for the people that what they have.
Yes.
Love thanks God with the people,
yes,
for what they have.
Yes.
Love doesn't go, I wish I had that. Why do they get that, God? Why don't I have that? Love doesn't do that. Pull that up in the Amplified, please. Actually, pull it up in the CEV. CEV. I don't know why I put that Altoid in my mouth and y'all let me do it. Now I got to eat it. Sorry. Love is patient and kind. Never what?
Jealous.
Huh. Love's never what?
Jealous.
Not boastful, proud, or... Oh, snap. Love isn't what?
Selfish.
Are quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record. That what do?
Others.
See, that's along the lines of strife. Because if you can't think of that person without getting mad still, you're still keeping a record of it. You still got it figured out. No, they did this. You know, I can't forgive them. They did this. There's this one minister I told y'all before. He was pastoring a church. He went away for a little bit, for like a week on a vacation or something like that. Came back, and there was this one lady said, "I need to talk to you." So she came in the office and started talking about what this other lady did to her and was going on and on and on and on. And he was like, "Son, all this happened in a week while I was gone?" He's like, "Well, when did it happen?" She goes, "Well, it happened," and started counting. He's like, and she said, "7 years ago." He's like, "I thought she was going to say 7 days ago because that's how long I've been gone." But she said 7 years ago. She goes, "Well, I forgave her, but you know, it's just, I can't believe she did that to me." Well, she didn't forgive her because she's constantly replaying that in her mind every single day, replaying it, going, "I still can't believe she did that." Because once you forgive somebody, you've what? Do you constantly replay it in your mind? And so if I keep a record of what happened, well, they did me wrong. Let's be honest. You think you did everybody right? So then when I start thinking about it like that, did I do everybody right? And I hope they forgive, they give me. Amen. Yeah, we might be on this for a while. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not rude. That's a big one by itself. Go back to 4, please. Love is what?
Patient.
Hallelujah. Love is patient and kind. It's never jealous. It's not jealous of what somebody else has. It praises God with them. Love praises God with them. Love gets almost more excited. There's this one minister, he was telling, he said that he was believing God for a vehicle or something like that, ended up getting it, and he was telling his testimony to somebody else, and he said they just kind of went, "I wish I had one." You know, and he's like, you know, kind of made me feel bad almost, whatever. He said, "But then I told another person." He said, "And before I got it out of my mouth, they jumped up and took off running."
Amen. Amen.
And he said, and they came back. And he said, and then he kind of sat there for a minute. And then he jumped up and took off running again. And he got back. He said, I'm sorry, I'm just so excited because the same God and the same faith you use, I know how to use and operate." He said, "So that just means I'm next in line." See, when you start looking at it like that, because the same God that you serve, I serve. The same faith you have that God gave you, I have. So that means I'm next in line. Because if you're believing God for stuff, hallelujah, that means I'm next in line. That means I can use my faith the same way you're using your faith. And if it produces for you, it can produce for me. It doesn't get jealous about it. It doesn't go, "Oh, why does God? You know I've been believing God for a house for a long time. Why'd they get it?" So they got your house.
No.
If you pay attention, whenever you're believing God for something, now, just pay attention to it. Whenever you're believing God for something, somebody will always get it before you get it. Pay attention to it. It's almost like he's waiting to see how you react. To see if you praise or not. To see if you'll rejoice with them or not. Pay attention to it. Next time you start believing God for something, pay attention and see how many people that you find out that got that. Amen. All right, moving on. Love is patient and kind, never jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Right?
Yes.
Amen. Or rude. There we are. There's rude. Love isn't what?
Selfish.
Amen. Or what? Amen. I know I'm not the only one that works on that one. That has the opportunity to work on that. Amen. Selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record. Say a record.
Record.
It doesn't keep a record of what?
Wrong.
That others do. It doesn't keep a record. It does not keep a record. Because it's patient and kind. And just goes, you know what? They probably just don't know better. That's fine. You know what? I acted ignorant in my days. You know what? I haven't always been this way. And so it's fine. You know what? I used to act that same exact way. Talk that same way. I'm not worried about that. Amen. I forgive them, God. I ain't stirring up strife with this. I ain't going to keep a record of what they said or what they didn't say or what they did or what they didn't do. Amen. I'm going to stay in love. Because if I stay in love, I know strife won't be able to enter.
Yeah.
Amen. Can you pull it up in the Passion? Please. Love is what? Ooh. Incredibly patient? Man, why they got to say incredibly patient? Love is what?
Gentle.
And what?
Consistently kind.
Consistently what?
All.
To all?
All?
Hmm. It refuses.
Refuses.
To what?
Be jealous.
When blessing comes to who? Love does not what?
Brag.
About one's achievements. Nor what? Love does not traffic in shame or disrespect. Nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily what? Y'all getting on my nerves. Love is not easily what?
Irritated.
Or what?
Quick to take offense.
I'm going to share something with y'all real fast. Don't get mad. Amen. Don't be quick to take an offense. But a lot of times we try to cop out on that. About the being irritable and kind. Well, I'm just tired. Well, I'm just hangry. No, it's just your flesh and you're acting out. Just call it what it is. Right? Because, see, that's part of the blame again. We don't want to be responsible for how we're acting. Something else made me do it. Something else didn't make you do it. You just yielded to your flesh and wanted to say what you wanted to say. Amen. And nothing against ladies, but when y'all have y'all's cycle thing, I understand that your emotions are crazy. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Flesh is flesh. I understand that, but there's still stuff that y'all can take to help curb all that. There really is. Why are you looking crazy at me? But see, the thing is, we've been taught we can act like this.
Yeah.
And so now it's just the lifestyle. So when somebody else says you don't have to act like that, you're like, no, we have to act like this. But see, we've been told that our whole life. So now it's created something.
Right.
And so now it's created the idea that I can act just like this because now I have a reason I can act like this. Well, oh, amen. All right, moving on. before we get stuff throwing, right? Amen. Because if that was the case, amen, no, all right, amen. Amen. Then we could just act any way we wanted to as well, right? Amen. Yeah, look, hallelujah, amen. You're going to have to stop eyeballing me. I'm just messing with you. Amen. Let me pull it up. I'm going to read it to you out of the... This love of which I speak is slow to lose patience. Amen. This love of which I speak is slow to lose patience. It looks for a way of being constructive. It looks for a way of being constructive. Amen. It is not possessive. Amen. It is neither anxious to impress, nor does it cherish inflated ideas of its own importance. Love has good manners. Amen. Love has good manners and does not pursue selfish advantage. It is not touchy. Amen. It is not touchy. It is not touchy. Amen. It ain't touchy. Love ain't touchy. It ain't. Even if you're hangry, or if I'm hangry, or and the other deal is, you know, we might be tired. Well, did we know we had to work tomorrow? Did I stay up late again? Did I know I could have went to bed early? I'm going to keep reading this. Amen. Love is not touchy. It is not touchy. Amen. It does not keep an account of evil, or gloat over the wickedness of other people. Amen. It does not keep account of evil or gloat over the wickedness of other people. On the contrary, it is glad with all good men when truth prevails. Amen. Amen. Pull up the passion one more time, please. Love is large and incredibly what?
Patient.
Incredibly patient. Able to help teach somebody something without getting frustrated or mad. Because did you learn something real fast?
No.
Or did it take you a minute? And was somebody patient with you trying to teach you? Well, no, nobody was. I'm sure somebody was. And even if they wasn't, doesn't mean you don't have to be unpatient with people. Amen. Love is what? Is what? Love is what?
Gentle.
Love is what?
Gentle.
So is it whenever people have parades and walks, does love go out there and tell them how they're going to hell?
No.
Love go out there and tell them how they're wrong?
No.
Some Christians are going at it backwards.
Yes.
Love is gentle. And constantly what?
Kind.
To all. It refuses to be jealous when what?
Blessing comes to someone else.
Love does not brag about one's achievements or inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect. Amen. Nor selfishly seeks its own honor. Love is not easily what? Are quick to take offense. It's not.
Yep.
It's not. Because love understands that strife, with strife is every evil work. Love understands that. And Satan understands that. He understands if I can get you out of love, then every evil work is able to come inside your house. If I can get you out of love, I can bring every evil work. And it's not specific with just one or two evil works. It said every evil work. And every evil work is everything in his arsenal. So if strife, if Satan can get us into strife, we're out of love. And with strife is what? We need to understand that. Confusion and every evil work. Every evil work. Every evil work. Amen. I wrote this down. Not checking or going into strife opens the door to every evil work. So not checking strife or going into strife, right? It opens the door to every evil work. Pull up Proverbs 17:14, please, in the Amplified, and then we'll do it in the Passion. Proverbs 17:14. Y'all ladies know I wasn't picking on y'all, right?
Whatever.
All right. Going to this side. I wasn't, because men have the same thing. I know, but still, men, seriously, I mean, we have the same thing. Man, we don't have a right to get mad or touchy or anything about anything. Just because they're a woman and they don't think like us, we tend to get a lot more touchy when we ask them to do something. And they don't understand because we think they should read our minds. Moving on. The beginning of strife is as when a water first trickles from a crack in a dam. The beginning of strife is what? Therefore, stop what?
Contention.
Before it becomes worse and quarreling breaks out.
Amen.
The beginning of strife is as when a water first trickles from a crack in a dam. Therefore, stop contention before it becomes worse and quarreling breaks out. Pull that up. That's the Amplified. No. Pull up. Oh, you got it already. Thank you. Don't be one who is quick to what? For an argument is hard to stop. And you never know how it will end. Do you know how an argument will end? So don't even start down that road. Amen. If you don't deal with the small crack, then you could have a catastrophic situation in your life. Y'all ever seen what water does to rocks and things like that? Even if it starts out as a small trickle, that water will just constantly eat away at it now, because now it's got a way of escaping. It'll sit there and erode it. It doesn't care if it takes 10 days. It doesn't care if it takes 10 years. It doesn't. It just constantly keeps going at it until it's able to just have a catastrophic, everything's flooded now. Everything's blowed up. Now we're getting a divorce because I'm tired of dealing with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Make up your mind that if strife cost you your peace, then it's too expensive. If strife cost you your peace, then it's too expensive. And then don't allow strife to capture you. Don't allow strife to capture you. Amen. Satan knows if he can get you into strife, then he can keep you out of love. And if you're out of love, then your faith won't work either. Right? And you can write this down, Galatians 5:6. That's where it says that faith worketh by
love.
And so if you're in strife, are you in love?
No.
So will your faith work?
No.
See what I'm saying? It's like a chain. It's all linked together. And if you break that chain right here, well then everything on this side of it ain't working now. Amen. We'll obviously we'll have to finish up later. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, did y'all get anything?
Yes, sir.
You and me both. Hallelujah. That was good. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify.